This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Kathleen Wood. I'm the director of the Ganyansi Community Garden and serving as the feeding coordinator for the emergency management services in Yancey County.
The feeding coordinator, I don't think I really know that much about what that entails. So tell us a little bit about that program.
In March, when the COVID-19 pandemic became a reality in the United States, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services asked each county to designate a person to help organizations and institutions identify gaps where food was involved. So that was whether there was enough food coming into grocery stores, how pantries were responding to increased food needs. And so for many years, Yancey County in particular has had a group that meets and we discuss what opportunities there are to increase the food that's grown in Yancey County, and then also work together to ensure that the distribution of that food gets to people who need it. And so I've been participating with that group, which was called the Tow River Food Security Network. Now we call ourselves the Yancey County Food Security Network. And so I began to provide reports to the state. I'm in touch on a weekly basis with other feeding coordinators in Western North Carolina. So that is probably a more official title than it needs to be, because in Yancey County we have a tradition within our organizations, in our food pantries, in our churches, and in our neighborhoods of working together to ensure that when there's a gap, we rise to the occasion to make sure everyone has food. And so there are organizations like Reconciliation House, Partners Aligned Towards Health, like Yancey County Cooperative Extension, like Tractor, who are now meeting every other week to discuss these types of programs that are working with farmers to get food from the field to people's tables in a variety of ways. Yancey County Schools has been a big part of meeting food needs as well, serving over 35,000 meals in the month of May to students who weren't in school, and they partnered with Yancey Feed a Child, who provided bags of snacks and kind of quick foods for kids. And so those organizations have ensured that we all have access to food when we need it. And if we can purchase it from farmers, there are options for all of us to do that. And when our food budgets are tight, there are opportunities for people to share from their gardens and their farms, and so that everyone has access to good food. And this is a tradition in Yancey County that comes from a long line of people living in our mountains and along our rivers. The Cherokee called this tradition gadugi, which meant that when there was a harvest, people contributed the best that they had so those who couldn't grow food had it. At Diggin, we call these harvest tables, where we share food on Wednesdays with Reconciliation House from our gardens and the gardens and farms of other folks. Everyone is welcome to that. And now Yancey County Schools are part of that tradition of offering frozen meals for pickup for families that have children in the school system and also young children. Blue Ridge Partnership for Children has been working with the school system to identify families with young children who aren't in the school system who also need food. And they have enrolled those families in the Yancey County Schools feeding program. So there's a lot of people communicating with each other on a regular basis, asking questions about what is the best way to provide food to folks when they need it and what kind of food is best. And the newest partner to this is Mountain Community Health Partnership and their clinics. They've been picking up food from Reconciliation House and distributing food to their patients. And Diggin and Mountain Community Health Partnership and Reconciliation House are working to ensure that those patients who need specific foods and have specific diets are getting the food they need during this time. So that's a little reflection on the last couple of months. It's a continuation, again, of the traditions of folks growing big gardens and sharing that. And then it's also an increase of what we needed to do when people lost their jobs and couldn't go to work and the financial uncertainty affected more of us than it had in the past.
We're going to pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow on My Health Matters to talk with Kathleen Wood. Talk a little bit about distribution, how folks get the food once everybody gets it all grown and put together. So we'll talk about that and other facets of this very important program to help fight food insecurity in our area. So we'll talk more with Kathleen tomorrow. We appreciate her taking time to talk with us today, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.